I've got just a few events and activities to pass along. You know, at this time, we always do so on Friday mornings. And I have a few. And again, we encourage organizations, if you actually are finding ways that you can do your event or activity, let us know. Send an email to me, charlie@wsjw.com, and to news@wsjw.com. In fact, this is one of those that I know that we did have news reports on. And it's good to know that in Saginaw, the African Cultural Festival is going to go on. A virtual festival this year. And it starts today, goes today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You check Facebook, search for Saginaw African Cultural Festival on Facebook, and you can check out how there's going to be some music, some dance, some spoken word, and activities for everyone to enjoy, albeit virtually. So they're finding ways to do these types of things, and you can find out more. Again, search out Saginaw African Cultural Festival on Facebook and find out more that way. Downtown Saginaw. Another Friday where the Positive Results Downtown Pride has got the local area food vendors with the food truck dinner dash available tonight, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. It's going to be at Morley Plaza, and it's all for takeout. No dining accommodations are available, but you can visit your favorite food truck between 4 and 7 this afternoon, Morley Plaza, downtown Saginaw, and do your food truck dinner dash as you're heading home. Get your dinner and dash home and enjoy it from one of the great food trucks we have in the area. Fridays at the Falls continues at 3rd Street Waterfall Park in Bay City, beginning at 6 o'clock. And you are asked to adhere to social distancing and consider wearing a mask, please. The shows begin at 6 o'clock. And Finnegan's Cross is performing tonight. Finnegan's Cross, Friday at the Falls in Bay City. A reminder that the Dow Bay Area Family YMCA, with the Rise and Shine Summer Races and Family Fun Fest, virtual races going on this year, and have already started and go through August 22nd. If you go to ymcabaycity.org/riseandshine, you can find more about registering and ways that you can actually participate in this virtual racing through August 22nd. It's all to benefit the financial assistance program with the Bay City YMCA. The CAN Council continues through tomorrow to enjoy its virtual family fun week with the Ducky Derby fundraiser going on, the coloring pages, the giveaways, the education resources available. In fact, that Ducky Derby rubber duck race is actually taking place tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning, and it's going to be on Facebook Live. Find out more at cancouncil.org. That's cancouncil.org, and how those events are going on to help benefit the CAN Council and all the great work the CAN Council does. Girls on the Run Saginaw Bay, with its 2020 fall season ready to launch, and a flexible program model to accommodate the unpredictable school year. Participation for girls who want to register will be opening on August 17th. That's this coming Monday. And you can find out more about Girls on the Run for Saginaw Bay going online, GOTR for Girls on the Run, GOTRSaginawBay.org. That's GOTRSaginawBay.org. And again, registration starts on Monday. We have a special event that's coming up on this coming Wednesday, August 19th, Art in the Park, for a chance for you to be in the Haithco Recreation Area on August 19th from noon till 2 p.m. in the parking lot for a drive-through art pickup. You can drive and get a free art kit for each child within your vehicle. Limited supplies, so it's going to be first come, first serve. But a chance for some art programming with the Art Kit giveaways, noon till 2 on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, August 19th, at the Haithco Recreation Area. Remember that the food pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw continues this coming Wednesday, every Wednesday from 9 till 11. Drive through, first come, first serve. You drive through at the church, 121 South Harrison in Saginaw, corner of Court and Webster, for the Ecumenical Food Pantry, 9 till 11 a.m.